AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Regions Financial sits 2.5% under its high, with regional bank breadth stronger than the volume case. RF added another 2.0% for the week and remains in a 14-week active trend signal, but participation is still only modestly above its 13-week norm and below the one-year volume base. Research brief. Regions Financial closed at $31.65 on 17 July, up 2.0% for the week and 10.6% over 4 weeks. The weekly trend signal remains active. Price is 13.4% above the trend line, and the stock sits in the upper tenth of its 52-week range. The strongest support comes from the bank's regional group, where signal breadth is broad, while the main caution is that volume confirmation is moderate rather than forceful, and ShareMaestro expectancy remains undecided. The stock is acting better than the average financial services name over the key short-term windows. RF's 10.6% four-week return compares with 5.0% for the U.S. Financial Services Group, while its 15.1% 12-week return sits ahead of the sector's 8.9% average. Within the broader U.S. financial services universe, RF ranks in the 71st.9 percentile on the supplied peer measure. The industry backdrop is stronger. U.S. banks regional posted average returns of 0.9% for the week, 5.9% over 4 weeks, and 10.5% over 12 weeks, all below RF's respective returns. Industry signal breadth is also broad, with 81.0% of names in active weekly trends, 89.0% showing positive market dynamics, and 73.0% showing positive relative strength. That places RF in a healthier industry group than the wider financial services sector, where trend breadth is only 53.0% and relative strength breadth is 50.0%. Market dynamics improve, but the signal is not fully emphatic. Market dynamics are positive, with activity pressure at 1.16 and relative strength at 8.85. Both readings have recovered from softer levels in late May and early June, when activity pressure was negative and relative strength briefly slipped below zero. The latest state therefore supports the idea that the move has more than price-only evidence behind it. Even so, the signal mix is not one-sided. The trend backdrop is active and price is comfortably above trend, but activity pressure does not show a fresh trigger this week. ShareMaestro expectancy is marked undecided with a 54.15% probability reading and a neutral score of 50, which argues for monitoring confirmation rather than assuming momentum will continue in a straight line. Volume confirmation is adequate, not decisive. The latest week's 60.0 million shares are above the 13-week average of 49.9 million, giving RF a 1.2x participation ratio. That is helpful because it came alongside a positive weekly return, following 47.0 million shares on the prior week's 2.4% gain and 34.7 million shares on the 0.7% gain before that. The limitation is that current participation remains below the one-year average of 77.8 million shares, leaving the volume case short of strong confirmation. Earlier in the year, down weeks in February and March traded on heavier volumes, including 80.0 million shares on a 7.4% decline and 90.6 million shares on a 7.5% decline. For the current advance to look more durable, participation would need to broaden beyond the modest 13-week beat. Risk is contained for now, but the premium leaves less room for disappointment. Recent realized risk is lower than the one-year baseline, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 2.5% versus 3.4% over 52 weeks. The up-down split is also favorable, with 31 positive weeks against 20 negative weeks in the past year. Average gains of 2.7% and average losses of 2.8% are almost balanced, so the advantage has come more from frequency than from unusually large upside weeks. The watch list is straightforward. The 52-week high at $32.47 is the immediate reference for continuation or fatigue, while the trend line at $27.92 remains the key weekly regime level. Activity pressure should confirm whether accumulation persists, and a volume ratio above 1.5x would make the next move more convincing. The main risk evidence is the 46.8% premium to fair value and the presence of four recent reversal markers in the smart money tape. Research note. This article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.